Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Irvin Daf Tzadi. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur from the top line of Daf Tzadi. Let us glance at the side of the Gemara, where we see our Nosei Mivneh heading. The Nosei is the topic, and the Mivneh structural note, which we've combined into one note, a triangle appears, as you will see in the Gemara. She'elos be'inyan tiltul shnei amois, bozeh u'bozeh. We will see questions that have a common theme, the carrying of an article, a maximum of four amos, two amos on one, and two amos on the other. What areas are we talking about? The examples are migag la'omud, or from a gag to an achsaj, or from a gag to a churba. Let's go over them. Two amos on a rooftop, and you want to carry from that roof, which is owned by one person, to an omud, to a pole or a pillar that, well, we will see has the dimensions of 10 amos of height, 4 by 4 amos of width. And there will be an illustration that accompanies this on page 196 of the Pirush Chai. You can see illustration number 24. Will that be allowed? And we'll notice in the Rashi, we'll point out that these questions are in the spirit of Rav, namely Rami Bar Chama, who raises these questions, is learning like Rav, that says that if you have a series of roofs, this is what we've learned in our previous shiur, that if you have a series of roofs that are attached to one another, you cannot carry from one to the other. So using that theme or that opinion, that shita, the shita of Rav, that there are these limitations, what about carrying from a roof to a pillar, or from a roof to an achsadra? An achsadra is an open type of porch area that has an open in this, but is covered with a roof. You can see an illustration of this, illustration 25. Can you do that? Carry from, again, you're not going to be moving more than four amos. The question is, you're going to be moving from one region to another. And finally, from a gag to a churba. And there's an illustration of that in illustration 27, all on page 196 of the Pirush Chai. Let us now turn to the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, shtei amos bagag, shtei amos ba'omud, mahu. That was illustration 24. And we look in Rashi at the top line, shtei amos bagag ze kirav svirolei, that namely Rami Bar Chama holds like Rav, Yomar, gag shebein hagagin, a roof that covers one apartment that's attached to another apartment with its respective rooftop, ein metaplin bo elo bedalit, the asri adodi, one cannot carry any more than four amos, being that they aser one on the other. They create prohibition of two rishios, two domains coming together. Okay, so with that background, what about this case? Two amos on a roof and two amos onto an omud. Omar Rova, Omar Rabba, my call me by a lay. What is Rami Bar Chama asking about altogether? In other words, there's no room for this question. Carmelis Urushus Hayochid Komeboile, he's asking about going from the roof, which is defined as a Carmelis, and he wants to ask about carrying from there onto the omud, the pillar, which is a private domain. That's clearly forbidden. One cannot carry from a Carmelis to a Rishus Hayochid, the Carmelis being a rabbinic type of domain that is not a private domain. Granted, it's not a public domain either, but on a Torah, that's on a Torah level, but on a rabbinic level, one is clearly forbidden to carry from a Carmelis to a Rishus Hayochid. So why would he be asking that in the first place? The Rami Bar Chama, the Gemara, as a moderator here, points out, Agav Chorfei Lo Ayin Ba, through his Chorfei, his, literally his sharpness, in this case it's a function of his speed, his hastiness, he didn't look into his question thoroughly before asking it. In other words, he jumped forward to ask a question without thinking about it first. But what if anything is really bothering Rami Bar Chama, Ela Hochi Komi Bayale, the following is his question. You can see what we've done with our markings. We've used a double underline to highlight the stages in understanding his question. So here we continue, and we also forward you, turn your attention to illustration 25. The question is, Shnei Amos Bagag, Ushtei Amos Ba'achsadra Mahu. Two amos on your rooftop, and two amos on someone else's achsadra covering. Can you carry from one to the other? Mi amrinon, do we say, kevon de lo hai chozi ledira velo hai chozi ledira chado rishu sohi, since neither the roof nor the achsadra are fit to serve as a dwelling, it's considered one domain, and therefore it would be allowed to carry from one onto the other. Of course, we're staying within four amos. Oidomo kevon de migag legag osir, migag lachsadra nami osir, or do we say just like Rav holds you cannot carry from one roof to another roof, so too you cannot carry from a gag to an achsadra because there is a change in ownership. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Shnei amos b'achsadra shobay l'machirim al gabi tikra shalachsadra yosmi be'sosayim. The issue is carrying onto the roof of an achsadra that measures more than two sa'ah in area, making it a karmelis. V'ein lo mechitza, v'ein lo pi tikra, v'ein lo yurid v'sosayim. And there is no edge to the roof either that we can say it descends, forming a wall. It's made on a slant like our rooftops. Making this achsadra, being that it has all of these characteristics, it too is a karmelis. Malatata mizelaze chada reshusa hu. Rashi goes on. V'af al pi she'enon shel ish echad. Even though they don't belong to one person, we don't say that there is a division of domains, even according to the Rabbanon, who were very restrictive in the case of the rooftops. This is not like the case of the two roofs that are touching one another. There, it's a more serious problem insofar as that there are dwellers below the roofs in the apartments. V'yesh lomar, k'shem sheish chiluk rishus lamata bebatim kach yesh chiluk lamalo. And as a result of that, just like in the case of the apartments, there is a division of ownership, and hence a division of domain. The chiluk lamata solik v'ozuliel, the division that you see below in the apartments has an effect above on the rooftops. Avol b'achsadra leko lemeimar hachibo. When it comes to the achsadra, the porch type covering, there aren't dwellers below that would cause this problem. So the going from the gag to the achsadra has a more lenient aspect to it. Or that was the first side of the question. On the other hand, the Odilma bays that you see in our markings, the second side of the question, presents the problem that there are, in fact, two different owners. One person owns the gag, and another person owns the achsadra, making for what we call shinui bailim, and that is enough of a difference of domains to impose a restriction. Well, that is the question. Let's continue in the Gemara. Boi Rav Beivai Bar Abaye. And of course, you do notice that we haven't answered the question. We just continue into another question. And this This is illustrated in illustration 27, the bottom of page 196. Shnei Amos Begag, this is a boy Rav Bevai Bar Abaye. Shnei Amos Begag, Shnei Amos Bechur Bo Mahu. Two Amos on a roof, and the next two Amos on the roof of a ruin. Mahu, what is the din? Omar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, upon hearing this question, he reacts. He says, Lav Hainu de Rami Bar Chama. Is this not the same question as Rami Bar Chama, two Amos on a Gag and two Amos on an Achsatra? What are you mechadesh in your question that hasn't been asked already? What newness is there to your question? Omar Rav Bevai Bar Abaye. So Rav Bevai reacts to Rav Kahana, and he says, V'chi me'acher asoi v'natsoi. Do you think that I'm coming with someone else's questions? No, my question has an aspect of newness to it. Achsadra lo chazio ledira. An achsadra isn't fit to serve as a dwelling. V'churbo chazio ledira. A ruin is fit to serve as a dwelling. So the Gemara, now after Rav Bevai says that, we ask in return on Rav Bevai, V'chi me'achar dechazio ledira mai komi boyole. If it is fit to serve as a dwelling, it's obvious that it would be forbidden. Is it not then the same as the case of going from one roof to another roof, where there we saw the issue of the dwellings played a role and created the restriction? The Rashi points out that once you say it's chazi ledira, so then it's clear that it's not like a roof, and it should be obvious that it is usur. In the Gemara answers, as far as Rav Bevai's question is concerned, how does it fit into the scheme of things? The Gemara goes on, Im timsa loma ka'omar. It's a type of question based on this structure of, if you say thusly, then I will ask thusly. And now the Gemara spells that out. Im timsa lomar achsadra lo chazio ledira. If you say that the achsadra is not fit for a dwelling, and then Rami Bar Chama's question, it would be poshet, that it's mutter to go from the Gag to the Achsadra. There is still room to ask Churba Chazi Ladira, going from the Gag to the Churba. You're going from something that is not fit for dwelling to something that is fit for a dwelling. And therefore, it should be usur. Oidilmo hashtomiho les bo dirin. Or do we say that right now, however, there are no dwellers in the ruin, and that would be grounds for saying mutter, being that they are both of the same status. We can use the concept of chada reshusa teku. So this remains unresolved. Let us take a look at the Rashi. Im timtsaloma klomar, lo pshito l'Rav Bevai. It's not clear to Rav Bevai to teve churbo chazio ledira, that a ruin is necessarily fit for it as a dwelling, v'lo pshito leinami de teve ki achsadra, nor is it obvious to him that it should be parallel to the achsadra. Do adifa mina purto. It's a little bit better than the achsadra, prominent than an achsadra. Ubo lahoisif al shelosu shalomi bar chamo al yedei im timtsa lomar. And Rav Bevai's point is to raise a question that's a build up on that which Rami bar chamo asked. Behochi ka'omar im pshita l'Rami bar chamo deshori. If it's obvious to Rami bar chamo that going from the roof to the achsadra would be allowed. And we saw the Svora in the Gemara for that under Rami Bar Chama was that it was Chado Reshusa. They were both not Roy for dwelling, the Gag and the Achsadra. Ho ho my, what about here going from the Gag to the Churba? Hosam hu de Achsadra lo chazio midi ledira. There, in the case of the Achsadra, from rooftop Sadru, he may have allowed it, being that they are very similar types of domains. Av Khurba Khazila Dira Batikun Mut, a ruin with a little bit of home improvement becomes fit as a dwelling. O Dilma, or maybe we don't say thusly. So, as we saw in the Gemara, it remains, teku means it remains unresolved. Before we continue further in the Gemara, you notice the slash mark indicating that that which follows is a new trend of thought. On the side, we have a topic heading, where we've noted, number one, Tiltel b'chol shetach hagag, carrying over the entire surface of a rooftop. First issue is Begagin Shovin, Lefi Rebbe Meir, roofs that are attached to one another, according to Rebbe Meir, and Begag Yechidi L'Rabbonin, an isolated rooftop, meaning it's covering only one dwelling, according to the Rabbonin. Now, the reference to Rebbe Meir and the Rabbonin is a reference to that which we've seen in the past. They appeared in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir holding that all roofs are considered one rishus, and the Rabbanan disagreed. The next point, number two, Yishuv Stiro Bein Shitos Rav Ushmuel Hocho L'Shitosam Liel B'Dav Pei Tes. We're going to run into what appears a contradiction in the opinions of Rav and Shmuel between that which they say here and that which they said back on Daf Pei Tes. And we'll have to resolve that. And we'll notice as the Gemara continues, there will be a double underlined Kashio de Rav ad Rav, where the Gemara points out this contradiction, and likewise a Kashio de Shmuel ad Shmuel. So now the Gemara. Gagin Hashovin L'Rebbe Meir. Shovin means equal or flat, one running into the next, where there's no height discrepancy between them. That's the case of Gagin Hashoven, according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that one roof doesn't aser on the other. And Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanan, the isolated roof, namely a roof that's over one dwelling and not attached to others, so that you don't have other dwellers that aser one on the other, as we saw in the case of the Rabbanan earlier. Here it's an isolated roof. We'll see. We'll eventually be looking at pictures and illustrations that accompany this sukya, more appropriate for the Rashi commentary. But you can see at the top of page 197 in the Pirush Chai an example of Gagin Hashovin, and the second illustration is an example, and it, as it says in the picture, a Gag Yechidi. So the Gemara continues. Gagin Hashovin l'Rebbe Meir v'Gag Yechidi l'Rabbonon. Rav Omar Mutar l'Talta b'Kulo. Rav is very lenient. He says you can carry in it on the whole surface without restrictions, and Shmuel Omar Ein Metatlin Boy Elo Bedalin. You are restricted. You cannot carry more than four amos. Rav Omar Metatl Mutul Tal Bukulo. Here the Gemara now points out the contradiction. Rav here appears to be very lenient. You can carry over the entire rooftop. Well, Kashio de Rav Adarav, is this not a contradiction between that which he is saying here and that which he said back on at the end of Pei Tes Omet Aleph, where Rav was very restrictive? Let us take a look at Rashi, who is quite elaborate, spells out the issue, and we will notice that Rashi, as he continues in his commentary, also will provide an explanation for the answer. But let's first focus on the question. Kashya de Rav Adarav, in the Rashi, the Omar Rav Liel, Begagin Hashovin the Rabbonon, he, Rav, had said according to the sheet of the Rabbonon, the Asri Ahadoti, that in the case of Gagin Hashovin, now just before we go too far, let's not make any mistake. Right now, in our Gemara, we're talking about a Gag Yechidi when referring to the Rabbonah. So what Rashi's doing now is going to extract a principle before he points out the problem. So in the case of Gagin Hashoven, according to the Rabbonah, that would be what you can see in illustration 28 within the Shita of the Rabbonah, the Asri Hadadi. There, one apartment asers on the other, and hence the roofs of each one are forbidden to carry upon one because of the other. Alma lo omar gud asik mechitzos shebeinam leos muvelis. The Rabbonin's shita, the Rabbonin's principle is, we do not view the walls that are in, that separate the apartments as if they ascend or rise to create a separation on the rooftops. So, Hochi Nami Begagin Hashovin L'Rebbe Meir. Let's now apply Rav's approach of non good asik mechitza that he said within the Rabbonin, and now within Rebbe Meir, with regard to the case of Gagin Hashovin. Now, let's make no mistake, Rebbe Meir, in the case of Gagin Hashovin, said you can carry from one to the next, because he does hold from good asik mechitza. However, Nehi nami dahai lo osra chavre dechad reshusa mashvilu. Granted, according to Rebbe Meir, one roof does not impose a restriction on the next. That's roof to roof, no restriction from the dweller aspect under in the apartments underneath. Mihu, but there still is another aspect that could be raised as a source or reason for restriction, and this you can see in illustration 28. Mihu b'nei rishus harabim ho'iveris lifneim lachreim utzidei hachitzonos. What about the public that passes on the road beneath, on all around all sides? Amai lo asri olayhu. Why do they not impose a restriction? Ho'leko mechitzos legagin. There are no mechitzos around the outside, the perimeter of the rooftops. U'mechitzos tachtonos omarav de lo mahani lehu. And as far as the mechitzos underneath that are below surface that form the walls of the houses themselves, well, according to Rav, they don't help. V'chein begag yechidi l'rabbonon. Likewise, in 29, in illustration 29, the isolated roof according to the Rabbonon, litzru alei b'nei rishus harabim. The emphasis here is, why do we not say that the public below is a force that imposes a restriction on these unfenced rooftops? That's the litzru alei b'nei rishus harabim v'chatzeres shesvivosov, the public and the people dwelling in the courtyards beneath. Why, as you can see in 29, why do they not impose a restriction on the with regard to the rooftops? So the question once again is, according to Rav, who was called restrictive back on Daf Pei Tes, why here does he say mutar latata bekulo? The Gemara answers, and we read the Gemara now. You'll notice we continue after the double underline. The Gemara answers, hosam lo minkura mechitzta. In the case of the division between rooftops, you were dealing with a mechitza that was not visible. It was the apartment partitions within the building that were separating the apartments, and they were not nikur, they weren't visible to the people on the rooftops. So therefore, one roof would affect the other, as far as Shitas Rav in Shitas HaRabbonon is within Shitas Rebbe Meir is concerned. Haha minkara mechitzta. Here, when you're dealing with what effect, let's just correct the detail that we said. In the case of Bein Gag Legag, where we saw the Rav being restrictive, that was within the Shita of the Rabbanon. We don't say that there's a rising wall. That's true over there, because you were dealing with the apartment walls that separate one apartment from the other. Over here, we were asking about the effect of the Rishus HaRabim around the dwelling, the effect of the Rishus HaRabim on the roof, but here there's a Minkra Mechitzta phenomenon. When you just go to the edge of the structure and you peer over, you can see the wall of the structure, and once you can see a wall, for it to rise above, to enclose the rooftop, thereby separating it from the public thoroughfare, is not a big deal. Let us glance at the Rashi. You notice in our Rashis we have markings. So the second diamond in the Rashi, Umishani, Hosom Ben Gag L'Gag, there, back on Pei Tes, when the issue was from one roof to the next over apartments, Lo Amrinan Gut Asik, there Rav was not going to say the rising wall, the Lo Minkuron Mechitzta, there is no visible wall. Shein Mechusos Begagin, the apartment walls that separate each apartment is covered by the roof. Hilkoch Kivon, the Omer Rabbonin Yeshchilik Rishios L'Malo, since the Rabbonin said that just like apartments are separate dwellings, separate domains, so too above on the roofs they are separate. The good Asik Nami Bechi Hani Lo Amri, and the rising wall under those circumstances we do not say. Harehe Prutzen, Kol Echol the Rishus Asurlo, each rooftop relative to the next rooftop is completely open into the other without any wall separating them. Therefore you cannot carry on any given rooftop because it's affected by the next one. Avol hocha mechitzos minkuron. Here in our questions, like the case of the Gag Yechidi, according to the Rabbanan, and the issue was what effect does the Rishus HaRabim have on the people, on the Gag, the mechitzos are visible. The Karmin and Behu, regarding them, mechitzos that are nikar, that are visible, good asik. We say the roof, the wall rises, enclosing in your mind's eye, enclosing the roof, separating it from the Rishus HaRabim. Hilkoch. The Rabbi Meir de Mashvi Luhu Chad Rishuso Leko de Leisar. As far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, when you have a series of rooftops, and he views them as one domain, so the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, because we have the good asik of the surrounding roofs, they of the walls of the apartments that surround the buildings rise to enclose the roof, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim do not affect the rooftops. The Hal Mechitzos Chitzonis Islehu, they have outer walls, Vahavu Kulu Kechad Gag Mukov Mechitzos, and they are therefore like one roof surrounded by Mechitzos. And as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, when you have multiple roofs, they don't aser one on the other. V'chein Gag Yechidi L'Rabbonan. And likewise, with regard to illustration 29, the building walls rise surrounding the roof, thereby detaching it from the effects of the Rishus HaRabim. We turn back to the Gemara. Ushmuel Omar, with regard to the Gagin HaShovin and Fi Rabbi Meir and Gagi Chidi of the Rabbonan, we saw Shmuel being restrictive. So the Gemara here is quoting that Ushmuel Ein Metavibo Ela B'Dalet Amos. This is just a quote from Shmuel, just a few lines above. Shmuel says you can't carry any more than 4 Amos. Kashya D'Shmuel Ad'Shmuel. This creates a contradiction between Shmuel here, who's restrictive, and Shmuel before, who said that you can carry on the entire roof. That's Shmuel back on Pei Tes Omer Aleph, according to the Rabbonan, you can carry on the roof. So the Gemara answers, Hosam lo havi yosumi beis sosayim, there, the roof was not more than 2 sa'ah. So it had the status of a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid in the fullest sense of the word. And Hocha, havi yosumi beis sosayim, here, you're dealing with rooftops that are more than 2 sa'ah. V'hani mechitzos lamaton avidon, lamalo lo avidon. And the walls that you have here surrounding the buildings are made for the apartments below and not made for the roof. V'havei kekarpif yoyser mi beis sasayim shelo hukaf ledira. And as a result of the large area, the area of more than beis sasayim, which is more than 5,000 square amos, and the fact that the walls are not made to enclose the rooftop, and that is the rule. This is a rule we've seen numerous times in the Masecht already. A karpif that's more than beis hasayim, that has not been enclosed for dwelling purposes, remains forbidden to carry more than 4 amos. Let us take a look at Rashi on the second line under the Tosfos. Rashi says, "Hosam leko yosmi beisosayim." Back on Pei Tes, you were dealing with roofs that were less than two saw. Kevon de is lei l'shmul good asik af b'mechisa shebeintayim. Even though Shmuel holds that there is a rising wall. The wall rises between apartments to the roof. This is the legal or the imaginary wall rising, even with regard to the mechitzas shebein tayim. Those are the walls between the apartments. The afalpi she'enon nikoros, even though you cannot see them. This is where Rav and Shmuel differ regarding this issue of good asik by mechitzas she'en nikoros. The machlokas Rav and Shmuel is within the sheet of the Rabbonon that views each rooftop in consecutive apartments. The Rabbonon view each apartment, each roof, as a separate domain. In the Gemara back on Daf Pei Tes, the reason Shmuel said within the Rabbanan that you can carry within on that entire roof over one given apartment is because you have a rising wall which encloses an area. Each apartment was less than two saw. Aval hocha de pligi aliba de Rabbi Meir, here where they're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Meir, de mashvi lekulu kachad, Rabbi Meir views all the roofs as all the roofs of the consecutive roofs as one domain. The kulon nitrin b'mechitzas chitzonos, and they all become allowed through the outside walls, the walls surrounding the buildings that rise. Yesh kan yosri beis sosayim, you have created a situation of more than two saw. Behekif zed good asik eno hekif ladira, the rising wall of the outside wall surrounding the building is not considered a fencing in for dwelling purposes. The wall surrounding the buildings, even though they were made for dwelling, but that's dwelling inside the buildings. That's lamata avidon, lodur b'chalolon, to dwell within their airspace, lamata, underneath, below the roof, below the diras gag, not for the dwelling on the roof. Hilkoch ki maskinan lehu, therefore when we raise the walls in our mind's eye, have a mukof yoyser mi beisos am shloka fladira, it's considered an enclosure more than two saw for non-dwelling purposes. The gag yichidi the rabbonan nami, but the iko tfei mi beisosayim, the case of the gag yichidi in the sheet of the rabbonan that Shmuel was again restrictive, that's because that singular roof is more than two saw. Similar to the case of the consecutive roofs according to Rabbi Meir. So the difference, to sum up in one or two words, is the case on Pei Tes is less than Beis Sosayim, and here it's more than Beis Sosayim. As you can see, again, we have a slash mark in our Gemara indicating a new trend of thought. Before continuing in the Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have our Nosei Mivneh heading, a house form appears. And you will notice in the Gemara itself a Roman numeral number 1, and on Amud Beis, almost halfway down, another house form with a Roman numeral number 2. What we will be discussing is featured on the side, Tiltul, number 1, Besvino, number 2, Beachsadro, carrying items in a boat or in an achsadra. Machlokis Rav Ushmuel Imrak Bedalet Amos, are you restricted to 4 Amos? O Bekula, or within the entire area. So we continue in the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. Itmar Svino Rav Omar Mutter Letalta Bekula, one is allowed to carry in the entire boat. Shmuel Omar Ein Metaflin Bo Elo Vedalet, Shmuel is much more restrictive. You can carry only within 4 Amos. Rav Omar Mutter Letalta Bekula, and we add here, Rashi says, even if you're dealing with something that's more than base sosayim, because with regard to the boat, it's considered hukof ladira, it's an enclosure for dwelling purposes. The Gemara at the top of Omid Beis continues, Dehal iko mechitzta, you have walls, the walls of the boat. Ushmuel Omar Ein Metaltin Bolo Barba Amos. Shmuel, as we said, was restricted that you can carry no more than 4 Amos. Ah, what about the walls? Mechitzos Lahavriach Mayim Asuyos. The purpose of the walls of a boat are to keep out the water. That's their primary purpose. The boat is a vehicle, a method of travel, and to get from one place to the other, you gotta make sure that the water is kept out. And as far as it's being a mechitza ledira, that's secondary, and hence it doesn't have that characteristic. And you're therefore dealing with a problem of, if you're dealing with a boat that's more than a base osayim, it's not hukaf ledira, according to Shmuel. Omar le Rav Chiya bar Yosef le Shmuel. Rav Chiya asks Shmuel, Hilchusa kavoseich o hilchusa kirav? Does the halacha follow your approach or the approach of Rav? Omar le Shmuel answers most interestingly. He says, Hilchusa kirav. On a deeper level, one has to analyze the difference between an analysis and the practice. So that even though Shmuel has his analysis, but as far as what the halacha is, that might be something else. And here you have a classic example of Shmuel saying that the halacha will follow Rav. Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chiya bar Yosef. We glance at illustration 31. What you see there is an inverted boat, and the figure in the illustration is tarring the bottom of the boat. So our Gemara says, Umode Rav, who was lenient, will concede Shim Kofo al Piha, if he flipped the boat over, where the opening is facing the bottom, and the bottom is up. She'ein metapolin bo elo ba'arba amos. Carrying on the boat in that position is restricted to 4 amos. Kofolamai, why did someone invert the boat? If his whole purpose was to dwell under it, this kind of makeshift house, why would Rav say something different here than he said before by the case of the isolated roof, where Rav was matir carrying over the entire isolated roof? Why not over here? Let it be a dwelling in which he can carry as much as he wants. Why would Rav concede over here that there's a limitation to 4 amos? Elo shekofo lezofsa. But rather, he flipped it over to tar it, like we said a moment before. And that's what you see in the illustration. So it's not for dwelling purposes. Hence, he cannot carry on that, bottom of the boat, which now serves as a roof. Had he, in fact, flipped over to dwell under the boat, then it would have been no different than the case of the Gag Yechidi, which Rav said, you are allowed to carry on such a roof. We continue in the Gemara with a different version of this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and this is presented by Rav Acha. Rav Acha brei d'Rava masni lo aachsadra. He teaches this, namely the machlokis Rav and Shmuel regarding the aachsadra. Rav having said it's mutu l'talta b'kuloi, and Shmuel saying only within 4 amos. And the aachsadra, as we have spoken about before, is a type of roof, an open area that's covered with a roof and supported on poles. The roof supported on poles, but otherwise it's open all around. The Itmar, Achsadru Bebika. There's an illustration of an Achsadru Bebika back on page 68 in the Pirush Chai. It's illustration 110 on page 68. So an Achsadru and a Bebika, that means in an open area. So what you have is 4 poles, covering the four poles is a roof, and it's positioned in an open area. Rav Omar Mutar Letalta Bekulo, Ushmuel Omar Ein Metalta Boela Ba'arba. Rav Omar Mutar Letalta Bekulo, and the Gemara here explains, Rav says it's Mutar to carry under the entire Achsadra. Amrinon Pitikro Yorid Vesosim. We say that the edge of the flat roof comes down, descends, enclosing the area. Again, in your mind's eye. So, you're in an enclosed area, forming a Rishus HaYochid. Ushmul Amar Ein Metalten Bo'ela Barba. Shmuel is restrictive, that you cannot carry more than four Amos. Lo Amino Pi Tikro Yoreid Vesosem. We do not say that the edge descends, forming an enclosure. Before we continue in the Gemara, we want to note that we've emphasized with a double underlining the Amoroyim, Rav and Shmuel, and their shitos according to, in the case of Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, and according in the case of Shmuel, according to the Rabbonim. These are questions that are very specific. They're focused on Rav's opinion according to Rabbi Meir. Why not say, and as we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi is very elaborate in this section, and we've marked off the Rashis, but we're not going to go through the extensive detail that you find in the Rashi. And basically, the questions, as we say, are very focused. In other words, there is no room to ask the following questions according to other opinions, as Rashi explains, but within these opinions, there is room to ask the following questions. So now let's see the Gemara. For Rav Aliva de Rebbe Meir, Rav's approach according to Rebbe Meir, and if we look in the Rashi across from here, he helps to focus the issue. For Rav Aliva de Rebbe Meir, Kevon de Omar Begagin Hashovin Metatlin Bekulon. According to Rabbi Meir, we know that if you have consecutive rooftops, you can carry on all of them. Al-Molav Carmelis Ninu. They are not classified, therefore, as a Carmelis. Letatel Migag L'chotzer. Why not be allowed to carry from a roof to a courtyard? Al-Lom Amrinon L'kamon. Why is it that we say later on, L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus Li'atzmon, Chatzeris Rishus Li'atzmon, the Ein Metatlin Migag L'chotzer. So we now continue in the Gemara. For Rav Aliba de Rabir, and we saw before that Rav had said that when you have consecutive roofs, the Rishus HaRabim around them does not affect them because there is a concept of good Asik Mechitza where the surrounding building the building walls rise, enclosing the rooftops. So making the rooftops an area that's called Hukaf L'dira, why then can you not carry, according to Rabbi Meir, from the roof to the Chotzer? So that's the Gemara's question. As we said before, Rashi goes on to explain how these questions are not to be asked according to the other Tanoim, the Gemara. For Rav Aliba de Rabbi Meir, letalteli migag l'chotzer, why not be allowed to carry from the roof to a courtyard? Answer, gezeiro mishum de Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi. There is a concern that you shouldn't come to violate the case of a tail b'rishus harabim. In other words, the roof is high, the chotzer is low. If we allow carrying from one to another, one might confuse that with the case of a mound that's 10 tfochim high, 4 by 4 tfochim in surface, positioned in a public thoroughfare. And that is a clear isur d'oraisa. That's a Torah level violation. So because the case of tail b'rishus harabim, the mound, the high thing in the lower public area is an isur d'oraisa, we don't want you to carry from the high roof to the lower chotzer so as not to come to confuse the two. We continue in the Gemara. We have an illustration, 33. Shmuel Aliba de Rabbonan. Now, we're asking, according to Shmuel, within the Shita of the Rabbanan. And we look at the Rashi You'll notice Ushmuel Aliba the Rabbanan Begag Yechidi. The case Shmuel's din within the Rabbanan that we learned on Omed Aleph with the case of the isolated roof Yosumi Beis Sosaim that's more than two saw. Kevon the Omar the high good asik lohavi hekif ledir of a Carmelis. He since Shmuel's analysis of the Rabbanan was that the surrounding building wall does not rise, and therefore you don't have a. Whereas even if it rose, let's say, even if it did rise, it's not a hekif ledira. It's not considered an enclosure for dwelling purposes, and therefore it's a Carmelis. Granted that it's a karmelis, letalto mine lekapif yosumi beis hasayim shteamos bazeh v'shteamos bazeh. Why not be allowed to carry two amos on the roof and two more amos in the karpif? That's more than a beis hasayim. You're not changing. You're not transferring from different types of domains. You're going from a karmelis to a karmelis, and you're staying within four amos. And aloma aminon lekamon ledivrei chachomim. Why is it that we say according to the chachomim, gagin v'chatzeres rishus achas v'karpifus rishus achas, the ein metaflin mehem lekarpif, that you cannot carry from a gag to a karpif? Well, why not? So now we look in the Gemara. Ushmuel aliba de rabbanon netatel mi gag lekarpif. Why not carry from the gag yichidi, which is more than a beis hasayim, which is a karmelis, to a karpif, which is also a karmelis, staying within four amos? Omar Rova Bar Ulo, Gzeiro Shemo Yifchas Hagag. We're afraid that the gag might cave in. Part of it, that is, part of it will yifchas, is become diminished. There's an illustration, as we said before, in illustration 33, you see this phenomenon. Now, if the surface area of the gag becomes diminished, it then becomes a rishus hayochid, and the karpif is a karmelis. And you cannot carry from a rishus hayochid to a karmelis. So in anticipation of this possibility of the roof caving in, so Shmuel is restrictive. We will explain Shmuel according to the Rabbanan as being restrictive, and that's why the Rabbanan are restrictive, because of this fear. Ihochi mikarpif lekarpif nami lo yitaltel dilmo mifchis ve'osi letiltule. Well, then why is it that the Rabbanan allow carrying from one karpif to the next? Is there not a fear that the karpif, which is right now more than a beis hasayim, might become diminished, that whatever fences around the karpif might cave in or fall inwards, creating a smaller enclosed area. And then you would be carrying from a karpif that's more than a beis hasayim to a karpif that's less than a beis hasayim. The Gemara answers, Hosam, in the case of the two karpifs, imifris, if one of them becomes diminished, minkura le milsa, it'll be obvious. It'll be recognizable, and people will therefore not come to violate. Hocha, in the case of the gag, yosumi beis osayim, imifris lo minkura milsa, if it becomes diminished, since you don't have anything, any surrounding walls, you're on a rooftop, so you don't have a frame of reference to realize that it's become diminished, and therefore you will possibly come to violate carrying from the roof that's now less than a beis hasayim to the karpif, which is a karmelis. Omar Rav Yehuda, Kishetimsa Lomar Ledivrei Rebbe Meir. The expression Kishetimsa Lomar means when you stop to analyze, when you look into it, and we should actually note on the side, the Nosei Mivneh heading, the topic heading with the structural note, we feature a triangle, and we've written Hisboinenus Rav Yehuda B'Shosh Shitos HaTanoim Binyan Chilik Rishuyos. We're going to be following Rav Yehuda's analysis of the opinions of three Tanoim regarding the distinction of different domains. So we're going to take Tano by Tano and follow Rav Yehuda's analysis. So Rav Yehuda says, when you look into Shitas Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus Li Atzmon, Chatzeros Rishus La Atzmon, Karpifos Rishus Laatzmon. Let's glance at the Rashi at the bottom of the Omid, second line from the bottom. The Divrei B'Meir Gagin Rishus Laatzmon Umetavlin Migagel Shuvin Legagel Shel Shimon. You can carry from one roof owned by a roof owned by Reuven to a roof covering Shimon's domain, domicile. Chatzeres Rishus Laatzmon. Rashi goes on. Umetavlin Michatzer Shel Reuven Lechatzer Shel Shimon. Kalim Shishovsu B'chaser, any vessels that were in a particular courtyard, you can carry in a particular courtyard at the onset of Shabbos, you can carry to the next courtyard. V'chein lechotzer sharabim lechotzer sharabim, and likewise if it's a courtyard occupied by numerous individuals. So all of these, the roofs are considered one continuum, enabling you to carry from one to the other. When we say one continuum, meaning a single halachic unit. And likewise, chatzeres, courtyards, are a separate, single, halachic unit, enabling you to carry vessels that were in them at the beginning of Shabbos from one courtyard to the next. And at the top of Tzadi Aleph, Omed Aleph, we see Karpifos, Rishus, Laatzmon. Even if they are owned by different people, you can carry from one to the other. Rashi points out that what Rav Yehuda is telling us is that even though Rabbi Meir's original comment was regarding roofs, it nevertheless is not restricted to roofs being Rishus Achas Le'atzmon, but other types of areas also, they are considered a separate domain, even though you're dealing with multiple owners. And as you can see in the Rashi, we've dashed underlined what we feel is the main point. On the second line from the top, the Ein Rishus Mischalekes Machmas Shinui Bailim, Elabotin Lechudai, this concept of different owners making for a division of domain, and hence requiring an Eruv to join together, that whole concept is limited to houses. And that's because Rashi goes on to say, Mev Shehen to Diros Ledir, because they are used on a constant dwelling basis, which is not the case with the Gagos, Karpifos, and Chatzeros. Let's continue in the Gemara. Chachomim, the Divrei Chachomim, Gagin v'Chatzeros Rishus Achas. According to the Chachomim, roofs and courtyards are one entity. Karpifos Rishus Achas Hein. And the Karpif, these enclosed areas, are a separate type domain. The Rashi points out that according to the Chachomim that are willing to view Agag and Chotzer together as one domain, that's because the Chachomim do not hold from what we referred to earlier as the Gzeru Mishum Teil Bishus Arabim. Therefore, they can be considered together as one domain. Rashi points out, though, that does not mean you would be able to carry from the Gag owned by one person to the Chotzer owned by someone else. Let's take a look at Rashi. There is quite a bit amount of detail. Maybe we don't want to skip over some of these important details. Rashi and Dibur Maschil, Ledivrei Chachomim, the Lo Gozru Mishum Tale, that did not make the Gzeira of differentiation in heights as being a problem. Gagin v'chatzeris Rishus Achas Hein. The roof and chotzer are considered one domain. And if we skip the bracketed section in our marked Rashi, we continue. Mechotzer shel rabim, lechotzer shel rabim metadlin. From a public chotzer, one public chotzer to the next public chotzer, you can carry items. Umegag lechotzer de rabim metadlin. And from the roof to a chotzer that are public areas, you can carry. Before we go further, let's go back over the bracketed section. When the Chachomim say the Gag and the Chatzir are Shus Achas Hein, Lo Shiyataltel Migag Legag Im Chalukin Ba'alehen. We're not giving license to carrying from one roof to the next roof if there is a different ownership of each roof. Mishum the Gag and the Rabbonin Kibotin Mashvil Vayadei Chiluk Shilamato. As far as roofs are concerned, within the Shita of the Rabbonin, in contrast to Rabbi Meir, they are like the houses below them, and that the Chiluk Rishuyos makes a difference. Avo mechotzer shel rabim lechotzer shel rabim metadlin. However, if you're dealing with a public chotzer from one public chotzer to another public chotzer, being that it's all shel rabim, so you don't have this idea of chiluk bailim. And umegag v'chotzer rabim etatlin. The afagav de gag reshusa didei v'chotzer de shutfis. Even in a case where the chotzer, where the gag is his domain and the chotzer is owned b'shutfis, k'nisan b'brais l'kamon, hoyol the gag tash m'sheino todir hu, lo having mamish kibayis u'metaltum imenu l'chotzer. The fact that there is a differentiation, a difference in ownership vis-a-vis the gag to the chotzer, that is not the same level problem as there would be between one house and another house, because you're not dealing with a we're not classifying the either one, the gag or the chotzer, as a dira, as a tashmish todir, as a regular place of dwelling. The next point that was made in the Gemara was karpifos rishus achas hein. Let's look at the Rashi here as well. Karpifos rishus achas vafilu hein shel shnayim, even if they belong to two different people. The chol rishus shishmoy shove mutur loy chutz min hagagin. Any rishus, two areas that have the same title to them, in this case, karpif of Reuven and a karpif of Shimon, it's mutter to carry from one to the other, with the exception of the case of the rooftops. Again, we're within the shita of the Rabbanan that made a distinction, imposed a restriction of carrying from the rooftop of Reuven to the rooftop of Shimon. That's not the case here when it comes to the karpifs. Avol mechotzer lekarpif. However, from a courtyard to a karpif, afilu dechad gavra osir, even if it's owned by one person, it will be forbidden. Lo domi legag v'chotzer. It's the case of gag to chotzer to karpif is not like the case of gag to chotzer. The tashmish de gag shove l'chotzer. The use of a roof is equal to a chotzer. Who v'hochi shmiya le Rav Yehuda, and this is Rav Yehuda's tradition, and he learned it from the diuk loshon that Rashi goes on to explain in great detail. Let's continue in the Gemara. Third line from the top, L'divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Kulon Rishus Achas Hein. The Gagan, the Chotzeros, and the Karpifos are considered one legal, unified entity. And as a result of that, you can carry from a roof to a Chotzer, from a Chotzer to a Karpif, and on like that. The Rashi explains that what Rav Yehuda is accomplishing here is to dispel a mistake that one might have made based on Rav Shimon's original comment, who had said, Echod gagos ve'echod chatzeros ve'echod karpifos. One might have thought that he is separating each one, so comes along Rav Yehuda to say, no, when he says, Echod gagos, echod karpifos ve'echod chatzeros, or rather, Echod gagos, echod chatzeros ve'echod karpifos, they're all together. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Tanya Kavose de Rav, Tanya Kavose de Rav Yehuda. We have Tanaic sources supporting the teaching of Rav, and this is a reference to Rav back on Daf Pei Tes, that Gagin Hashoven, according to the Rabbanan, have a continuum of roofs, according to the Shitas of Rabbanan, that you cannot carry more than four amos, because one roof imposes a restriction on the other. And we don't say good asik, we don't say that there is a rising wall between the apartments, because those are mechitzos she'ein nikoros. So that is all that we said now is taken from the Rashi, and that's Shitas Rav, and we'll shortly see a Tanaic source supporting that. And the Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda is a reference to Rav Yehuda's teaching of Rabbi Shimon that we had just a line above. And now the Gemara spells it out. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, once again, and we wrote between the lines to help, just help joggle the memory, in the case of Gagin Hashoven, according to Rabbanan, Ein Metaltin El Bedalid. So where do we see a Brisa saying that? So we have a Tanaic source, and what we're going to really have to focus on is the end of the Tanaic source, where you see this point made clear. It begins, Kol Gagos Hu'ir Rishus Achas Hein, all rooftops of the city, and we're dealing first, we're opening up with Shitas Rebbe Meir, so not to confuse things, all the roofs of the city are considered one domain, V'osir L'Halos Ha'orid Min HaGagon L'Chotzer, And one cannot transfer the location of an item from the roof to a courtyard, nor from a courtyard to the roof. And this is as a result of what we call the gzeiro mishum tail birshus harabim. The differentiation in height is the basis of that restriction. The kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer mutar l'tatlan b'chotzer. Kalim that were in a that at the onset of Shabbos were in a particular chotzer, you can carry within the chotzer. And Rashi adds here very importantly, afal pi shelo irva the wadin l'shaar chotzeros. The heter here is includes two things. If you have a vessel that was shoves in a chotzer, you can carry it within a chotzer, even if the chotzer did not make an eruv, and you can carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Again, we're going to see this is all within Shitas Rabbi Meir. Begagin, kelim that were shoves that were on a roof at the entrance of Shabbos, mutar l'tatlan begagin. Ubavat shelehei gagavua asora onamuch asora, provided that when you want to consider carrying from one roof to the next, that there is no height differentiation of 10 tfochim. Gavua means one is higher than the other, or a particular roof is lower 10 tfochim than the rest. That's Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim omer. Now you can see we have a dashed underlining here. That's to emphasize that this is really what we want to focus on. V'chachomim kol echod ve'echod rishus le'atzmo v'ein metaltlin bo elo bedalit. Each roof is considered a separate entity, and you cannot carry on any roof any more than 4 amos. And that's because each roof opens into the next one, and there's no mechitza dividing them. As Rav said, that in the case of mechitza she'eino nikoros, walls that are not obvious, that are not nikur, that are not visible, they do not rise. Tanyo kavose de Rav Yehuda. Now we have a source supporting Rav Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's an illustration that accompanies this, 36 at the top of page 199. The source says, Omar Rebbe, Kishayinu Lomdim Torah Eitzel Rebbe Shimon B'Tekot. Tekot is the name of a place, and we dashed underline Rebbe Shimon because we are focusing on this aspect. That's Shitas Rebbe Shimon as Rav Yehuda presented him above. So Rebbe tells a story that when we were learning by Rebbe Shimon in Tekoa, Hayinu Malin Shemen Valontis, we brought up to him oil and alontis, a towel, Migag Ligag. When we ended up carrying it in order to reach Rebbe Shimon, we had to go from roof to roof, Migag L'chotzer, and from a roof to a courtyard, Umechotzer L'chotzer, and from one chotzer to the next, Umechotzer L'karpif, and from a chotzer to an enclosed area, Umechotzer L'karpif Acher, and from one karpif to the next karpif, ad shayinu magin etzel ha ma'ayon, until we got to the spring shayinu rochatzimbo, that in which we bathed. Now you'll notice the picture 36 illustrates this movement of the shemen and alotis eventually to the spring where Rabbi Shimon was located. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'shasa sakona v'yinu ma'alin sefer Torah mechotzer legag umegag lechotzer. Rabbi Yehuda tried to advance proof to this idea from their carrying in a time of restrictions. The Shas Sakona, there were governmental dangers imposed or restrictions imposed on the population. And he says, well, we carried a Sefer Torah from one realm to the other. Amru lo, the Rabbonin who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, said, "Ein shas hasakona ra." You cannot bring proof from extenuating circumstances or contingency cases. But for our purposes, you can see how Rabbi Shimon is presented that the Gag, Chotzer, and Karpif are considered one continuum. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.